all for the good. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi once fasted for many days and davened to Hashem that he be granted a revelation of Eliyahu HaNavi. His request was fulfilled, and Eliyahu appeared to him, saying, "Whatever you desire, I will fulfill." Rabbi Yeshua asked to be allowed to join him to observe what he did and learn from him. "But you will not be able to handle the sights that you will encounter," Eliyahu warned him. He also stipulated that Rabbi Yeshua not question anything he did, and if he did, he would not be able to continue with him. Together they headed out until they reached a tiny, dilapidated cottage. There they were eagerly welcomed by a poor man and his wife, who treated their guests with the best sleeping accommodations and meals that they could manage. In the morning, after the prophet and the sage took their leave, Eliyahu HaNavi stood next to the couple's only cow and davened that it should die. Rabbi Yeshua gasped. Was this the only reward for the poor couple's graciousness, to kill their only source of livelihood? However, recalling the condition and wanting to continue on with Eliyahu HaNavi, Rabbi Yeshua was forced to quell his amazement. After traveling until evening, they finally reached the home of a wealthy man, who neither greeted them nor invited them to share any crumb of his plentiful provisions. As they were leaving the following morning, Eliyahu HaNavi davened that the wall of the rich man's home, that had collapsed, be reconstructed. Once again, Rabbi Yeshua was astonished, but said nothing. However, after experiencing a number of such episodes, he was no longer able to contain himself, and he asked Eliyahu for an explanation. Eliyahu then revealed to him that it was decreed above that their gracious hostess was to die that very day, and he had davened that their cow be taken instead, a tremendous kindness to the couple. The wall of the greedy man was positioned above a precious treasure which would now remain hidden from his eyes. It thus turned out that not everything was as it appeared to be. The Shalot teaches that one must take great care not to say anything that implies a complaint about the acts of Hashem, such as, "How did Hashem do such a thing? This is a serious Aveira, for one must know that all occurrences are justified and righteous." Two Chassidim were once traveling to the Baal Shem Tov when they found themselves slowed down behind the local landowner's wagon that was taking its time rambling down the road. One concerned Chassid turned to the other. "If we're going to continue along at this pace, it's highly unlikely that we'll reach Mezhebuzh before Shabbos." "Don't worry," his friend assured him. "I have no doubt that whatever Hashem does is for the good." As they were still talking, they reached a very narrow passage that was blocked by a broken-down wagon carrying jugs of milk. The landowner jumped down and ordered his driver to move the jugs to another wagon and to move away the wagon that was blocking the road. His orders were followed and the path was cleared. Soon after they continued on their way, the landowner moved his wagon to the side of the road, and the wagon carrying the chassidim was able to pass by and continue on its way. "Now I see that you were right," said the chassid to his companion. "If the landowner had not been in front of us, we would have had to wait until the milk wagon was fixed. The driver would not have moved the jugs for us as he did for the landowner." Every year on his way from Peterburg to the annual fair in Nizhny Novgorod, a certain wealthy chassid of the Samach Tzedek would first make a stop in Lubavitch and then in Dobromzil to visit his childhood melamed. He would leave him a sum of money and then continue on his way. One year the chassid was delayed and he left home only after the fair had already begun. Nevertheless, he stopped in Lubavitch but intended to skip his visit to Dobromzil and asked the Samach Tzedek's opinion on this. "Since this has been your custom for many years," said the Rebbe, "it is not advisable to diverge from it." Heeding this advice, the chassid traveled to visit his melamed, who greeted him with a warm welcome. Being in a great hurry, however, he planned to leave immediately after mincha. But while he was davening, the sky darkened and a fierce storm set in. The melamed invited him to remain at his home overnight, but the chassid insisted on keeping to his original schedule. However, when he was then beset by a severe headache, he had no choice but to agree. The following morning, the chassid awoke, feeling very ill, suffering with high fever. A doctor was summoned from nearby Orsha. When he was diagnosed with typhus, a message was immediately sent to his family and to the Samach Tzedek so that he should daven on the chassid's behalf. After 8 difficult weeks, he was finally well enough to travel to Lubavitch. The fact is, however, that he felt a sense of grievance toward the Rebbe, who had advised him to visit the melamed, for it had been on the way to the Bramzel that he contracted the fever. Indeed, as soon as he entered the Samach Tzedek's study, he cried out, "Rebbe, why did you send me to Dobromzil?" The Samach Tzedek replied by quoting the Gemara, "A man's legs may be depended upon to take him to the place to which he is summoned, that is, to where Hashem has ordained that his life should end." The word for summoned, the mitboi, can also be understood to mean daven. That means that a man's legs may be dependent upon to take him to the place where there is someone who is able to daven for him. You owe your life to the tefillas of your melamed. A young chassid suffered from terrible stomach pains. Unable to find a cure, he traveled to the Rebbe Maharash to ask for a bracha. The Rebbe told him, with regard to the army draft, stomach pains are an advantage. Sure enough, he was soon called for the draft, but set free because of his stomach ailments, and the pains promptly disappeared.